This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
You've got to get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Out of nowhere, Aaron Judge has got us fired up for the WBC. It's trickling out. We're getting some buzz. And I would have never, ever, 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 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever this thing started, whenever the WBC started percolating, thinking a year out from this event that we actually would be getting excited about, that we'd be talking about, that it would almost dominate the conversation when it came to baseball during a baseball season, especially early on in the baseball season, even before the WBC is happening. In case you don't know, the WBC is happening once again next March. March 17th is a championship game. That'll be in Miami. And of course, we remember what happened last time. Maybe one of the most one of the most memorable at-bats in Major League Baseball history, in baseball history, where Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout for Team Japan to win the WBC in 2023. You have two of the best players of all time going up against each other in a game. Yes, it technically didn't count, didn't matter, but so be it. It still was a momentous occasion. It's like Babe Ruth taking the train and striking out some guy in the field, and we remember it forever. Yes, the natural. I get it. So anyway, it is an event that caught fire last year, last time around, and the momentum hasn't started. And an example of that was the Aaron Judge announcement that he is going to be the captain of Team USA. Mark DeRosa going on MLB Network, and we're going to play that interview for you in a second. Mark DeRosa going on to announce that Aaron Judge is the captain of Team USA, and that comes after the Team USA's announcement of their coaching staff, which, as they point out, 110 big league seasons, 24 all-star game appearances, 11 World Series titles, 8,566 career hits. Mark DeRosa, he is the manager. Brian McCann, assistant manager. Andy Pettit, pitching coach. George Lombard, whose son's pretty good. First base coach. Skip Schumacher is a bench coach. Freddie Gonzalez, assistant manager. Michael Young, assistant manager. Matt Holliday, a hitting coach. And David Ross, bullpen coach. David Ross, of course. We miss David. We look forward to when he's going to be talking. Once again, we look forward to when he's going to be managing again. All right, but so then you have, obviously, the Judge announcement. And it's a big deal because, you know, anytime you get Aaron Judge, A, playing in the game, and B, being the face of the team, it shows you how important it is to these guys. And also, what this does is draw in other players to play. I mean, this was the biggest thing. Players weren't going to play. Players were going to be hesitant to play because they had to get ready for the season. It wasn't that big a deal. Well, now when you have a guy like Aaron Judge playing, obviously you had guys last year, last go around, like Mike Trout, the former captain of Team USA, playing, you know, that had sort of come and gone, but still there were guys who still weren't willing to play for whatever reason. You get Judge involved, that's a pretty big step forward. All right, well, as we said, I just wanted to do this Baseball Isn't Boring on the go. To remind everyone, we're getting fired up, and I hope to have Sean Spradling on WBC Central on with us to break down the what's up what when it comes to all things World Baseball Classic as we sit here 11 months out. Yep. It doesn't matter. It's 11 months out. We're fired up. All right. Here you go. Here was the announcement for Aaron Judge being named captain of Team USA on MLB Network.
D-Row is going to be managing Team USA in the next World Baseball Classic again. You already know his coaching staff. We made those announcements exclusively right here on MLB Central. But we have a very important roster announcement. D-Row, take it away.
All right. So last time we went into this, Mike Trout, we all followed him. He carried the flag out. He was the captain of that team, and rightfully so. Well, heading into 2026, I think there's a certain someone that needs to be the captain of this team, and I'm going to say he's a two-time MVP. He's a former Rookie of the Year, and he's a six-time All-Star. And I think he patrols right field for the New York Yankees.
Yes!
Let's go. Let's get it done. Mr. Aaron Judge, let's go.
Congratulations.
Aaron joins us this morning on MLB Central. Aaron, good morning to you. Congratulations. When you watched last time, the fanfare, when you just heard D-Row's announcement, what comes to mind?
Well, it's watching those videos again. Give me chills. It was pretty amazing. It kind of wasn't the best sitting at home kind of watching.
Yeah.
Team USA battle, you know, I wanted to be there. You know, I was kind of in the middle of free agency, but, you know, I was looking forward to this opportunity again and getting a chance to represent and be the captain. You know, something that Trouty did the last time is a pretty special honor.
Yeah, well, Aaron, obviously you were going to be the first call. I mean, there's no question. What you've been doing in this game, you've been absolutely destroying it. We had some inside info with Andy Pettit and Chad Bowling, the mental skills coach, that you want to do it. I had caught whispers of it. Obviously reached out to you the last time. You were going through a ton of free agency stuff, flying all over the place. But why is it so important for you to put USA across your chest?
You know, just getting a chance to represent this country, you know, what this country means to me, you know, honestly, every game during the national anthem, God Bless America, getting a chance to sit out there and just, for me, honestly, it's the time to reflect about all the, you know, the brave men and women that have fought for this country and, you know, give me the opportunity to step on a baseball field and play a game that I love. So, you know, not getting a chance to have USA across my chest and represent all the, you know, the great, you know, people in our country and, you know, represent what this country means. It's a great opportunity. I've never had this opportunity before, even growing up as a kid. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.
And I kind of want to, when we knew you were going to be named the captain, I felt that it was only right that I reach out to Mike and kind of just tell him, hey, tomorrow we're going to announce that Aaron's the captain of the team. I just want you to know, like, that's happening. And he was like, he should be. Like, what does that mean to you? Like, that the best players, not only in America, but in the game, that's how you're viewed.
That's what it's all about. You know, the recognition from your peers, you know, especially from Mike Trout is, you know, the greatest player in the game, you know, and has been for, you know, since I came into the league and before I came into the league. So, you know, hearing that from the best, I'm still hoping he's on the team. He better be out there patrolling the outfield with me. That's what I'm hoping. I know we both play right field, but, no, it's just, that's what it's all about. Just recognition from your peers. You know, they go through the grind on a daily basis. You know, they know what it's all about. So it's pretty special.
Aaron, what did you hear from the, your counterparts that took part in the last World Baseball Classic? And how did that sway your opinion or at least affirm or confirm that you were making the right choice to join Team USA?
Yeah, I think a lot of it came from just the atmosphere. That's what everybody talked about. Just the crowd excitement. You know, you're playing, you know, we've all had spring training games where you got a couple thousand people there. Games really don't mean much, you know, but to hop into games that are playoff atmosphere, you know, the highest stakes, you know, right from the jump was everything everybody talked about. So getting a chance to be in those moments, play with some guys that usually just, you know, watched from afar and then now getting a chance to see them up close. And now they're your brothers. You know, we're all wearing Team USA across our chest. It's going to be exciting. So I think just getting a chance to get out there in that atmosphere and represent the U.S. is going to be, you know, what I'm looking forward to.
Aaron, this is a team sport and you are the ultimate team guy. In your mind, what's the key to having a group of super duper stars play as one?
You know, I think it comes down to the mission. I think that's what it's all about, you know, especially talking with D-Row and how excited he is. I think just the mission of, you know, last year they went all the way to the championship. I know they lost to Japan, but I think just getting us all behind, you know, one common goal, you know, representing the U.S. and going out there and winning, you know, that's what the U.S. is about. You know, we're winners. We got to go out there and, you know, do what we do. So I think, you know, D-Row, Skip will have something good for us, I think, for the first meeting. So he's going to get us fired up.
I'm already starting to pen the speech, and it's not going to be like the last time. I kind of tiptoed in there. It's like, man, let's shut the doors and get after this. You're going to have to get the game's greatest, and we're all going to be following you. I want to flip it to kind of the Yankees this year. Started the season. How you feeling at the plate? You got off to a monumental start, and then it seems like every time you guys take the field, it's 38 degrees and misty rain. From Detroit to New York, I mean, when does the sun come out?
Oh, yeah, that's part of it, though. That's baseball. You know, you got to love those moments. You know, if you told me as a 10-year-old kid, hey, you get to go out and play at Yankee Stadium in the rain when it's freezing, you know, sign me up. You know, I'll go out there, no sleeves, no nothing, but it's just about embracing every single moment and going out there and having fun. I think the end of last year left a bad taste in everybody's mouth, especially getting all the way to the dance and not finishing the job. So I think guys really wanted to come out and try to set the tone and put ourselves in a good position going forward in the year, because, you know, our division's going to be tough. Yeah. Every division's getting better. Every team's getting better. So, so I just wanted to make sure I was ready, you know, come March and April to go out there and try to put the team in the best position.
Aaron, final one for me. Now that you're a part of Team USA, will you be recruiting for Team USA?
He doesn't have to.
Going door to door.
They're just going to follow. They're just going to follow you. I remember this the last time, Aaron. Guys wanted to be in the same room with Mike Trout. And that's the way, that's why you're the guy to lead us. I feel like guys want to be in the room with you. You're the best player in the game right now. I can make that argument. You've been best hitter in the game for a while now. I just can't wait to kind of follow you as you carry out that flag. 6'7", just out here we are. Let's get it.
Aaron, that's not the only thing you're good at. Last time we spoke, you had just had Nora, and you told me that you told the nurse at the hospital that you were the best baby changer in the history of dads. Where are we now? Have you improved at all?
Oh, always improving every day, getting 1% better. That's for sure. Through the blowouts, through the, multiple diaper changes, everything. You gotta be on your toes. But like I told you, you know, the first day I wanted to hop in. I've never changed a diaper. I never really held a baby before. So I was like, hey, throw me out to the fire. Let me see it. Let's see how I do. So it's been such a blessing. My wife is amazing. She's been killing it. Really helping me out. So this is just, she's an angel, so I know I wouldn't be able to do any of this without her.
Aaron, I need boots on the ground, honest. How many pieces of gum is Aaron Boone actually eating in a game? Is it one continued for 9 innings? Is it different?
Oh, no, it's different. He's got like a little stash. You know, we need the camera to zoom in next game. He kind of hides it underneath the first step, but he's got a little stash of some gum. He's got his seeds there, so yeah, he's locked and loaded because he stays on that top step, you know, from pre-pitch all the way to the end. So he's ready to go.
Have you had breakfast yet, Aaron?
Yeah, ask him what he got to know.
No breakfast yet. I'm usually not much of a breakfast guy. Maybe a little cup of coffee, head to the park and get this thing rolling. You got to be hungry going to the field.
He's trying to get knocks.
He doesn't have time for breakfast.
All kidding aside, I couldn't be more fired up, dude, that you decided to do this with us. Captain, it couldn't be a more perfect guy to get it done. So, this is big. Big moment for me, big moment for the country, big moment for baseball.
Congratulations,
Aaron. Awesome.
Appreciate it, guys. Skip, I can't wait to see you out there.
I'll see you at Yankee Stadium here in a couple hours.
Yeah, that's right. Aaron and you guys are going to be part of a news conference, 3:45 Eastern time at the stadium, hyping this announcement, and it will be carrying it right
we'll
here.
We'll slow play. I wanted him to stand alone. This is the man that stands alone.
Good.
And then we'll slow play some guys throughout the year.
Aaron, thanks again. Congratulations, and best of luck the rest of the way. Can't wait to see you wearing Team USA.
Oh, appreciate it, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you.